Sierra Leone's civil war officially ended in January, but for many, the suffering continues. The war began in 1991. 50,000 people are believed to have died. Nearly 100,000 are mutilation victims. Thousands of teenage girls were abducted by rebels and were victims of sexual violence. When the girls were released, most of them were not welcomed home. David Sinjona is director of the Christian Children's Fund in Sierra Leone. Your organization has been helping these girls. Why are they not welcomed home?
These girls are not welcomed home because of what they've gone through. They have been sexually abused by rebel boys. And besides, the community sees them as an outcast, undertaking activities not meant for their age. And therefore, both the family and the community does not want to accept them back.
Though the activity was involuntary?
Yes, even though the activity was involuntary.
How's your organization helping them?
Well, Christian Children's Fund is implementing a four-phase program to help these children reintegrate back into their communities and resume normal life. During the community sensitization process, community dialogues and meetings are held with communities and the families involved, and they are made to understand that what has happened to the girls is not of their own making. The second phase is the traditional healing rites that these girls have to go through. Now, once the community understands, they then designate certain people within the community who are respected to provide the traditional healing rites. These women, highly respected women in the communities, organize the traditional healing ceremonies. The girls are taken to the forest, and then they are taken to the stream, they are bathed, and then they are brought into the communities in a festive mood, in a singing and dancing mood. They have pieces of cloth tied around their bodies and their heads. After that, the children are taught specific skills, and then also those who are going back to school are assisted into getting back into school so they can continue their schooling. The last phase is provision of loan. Now, once these girls have learned a skill and they are able to determine what they want to do, they are provided with a small amount of loan. The maximum amount is $75, and this amount is used to do some business. They do small businesses which will help to support their kids and their families as well.
You mentioned the schools. Haven't schools barred the girls from coming back?
Oh, yes. Initially, when we started, the schools would not receive them because they were seen as outcasts, and they don't know what their effect would be on other kids who are in school. So they were barred from coming to school. But through our advocacy efforts, they were welcomed back to school.
How many girls are you helping now, and how many more need your help?
Presently, we are helping 200, which are the direct beneficiaries, and there are 768, which are indirect beneficiaries. We hope that in the next phase of the program, we'll be able to increase the direct beneficiaries from 200 to 400.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
David Sinjona is director of the Christian Children's Fund in Sierra Leone.